So here we see ways in which notation, in a sense, is encoding processes of production and ways of making. In doing this, it separates knowledge of production from the act of production itself, and thus giving it a persistence beyond the body of the producer or the duration of the productive act. This separation then affords a number of possibilities. One of these is a division between those who perform the act of production and those who notate it, thus creating the distinction between the builder and the architect, the weaver and the designer, the musician and the composer. This distinction in turn relates to and builds upon a second possibility, that of being able to reflect upon the production process in an abstract sense, as it's represented in the notation. A third possibility is that of disseminating the knowledge of production. Those who have never witnessed an act of production, nor met with someone who can perform it, can nevertheless potentially recreate that process for themselves through its notated form. So, for example, given a musical score, any proficient musician can perform the work of a dead composer, such as Bach. They don't have to have witnessed the performance in order to perform it.